We've seen thefts of significant intellectual property, intrusions into significant contractors with the United States. We have seen control systems at small water plants in rural Texas attacked. We have and are undergoing attacks on some of the largest financial institutions in the United States today. I think while it is impossible to put a hard number on what these cost, there was a study last year, Norton, that said $114 billion annually, along with the times to repair, victims loss, and the like. So that raises it to almost $400 billion annually. And I think that is a very conservative estimate, I must say, given what crosses our desk at DHS.